I am here to say about the role of humidification in chemical industry. Humidification has a great role to play in the case of cooling of cooling water. You know, cooling water is a common utility in any chemical industry, which is carrying heat from most of the equipments. The need for that cooling is to maintain certain process conditions at the desired temperature. Say for example, a reaction has to be maintained at a temperature of about 70-80. For that, and if it is releasing heat, we need to circulate an amount of cooling water so as to maintain that temperature. Likewise, there are many other parts of industry needing this cooling. So this, whatever the water that is circulating has to be again brought back to its original temperature. So original temperature may be somewhere around 35 and it may leave at 50 degrees Celsius. So we need to reduce the temperature by a level of about 15 degrees Celsius. For that, we can achieve this cooling, or we can reject the heat to the ambient, which is the greatest sink available. But there are two ways. One is by indirect contact with air, and another is by direct contact with air. By indirect contact, the heat cooling is happening only by sensible heat change. It is water, it has to drop, water has to make a change from 50 to 35, and suppose air is available at 30, say we assume it's capable of leaving at 45, affecting each fluid affecting a 15 degree Celsius change. We all know this specific heat of water is 4.184, or say roughly 4.2 kilojoules per kg degree Celsius, and that of air is nearly about 1 kilojoules per kg degree Celsius. So for the same delta T change, for 1 kg of water, one needs to have 4.2 kg of air to be circulated. We all know this air being very lighter, only about 1/1000th of water, we need to circulate a large volume of air, which will lead to increasing the space requirement. Of course, air is for free, we can take it, but the equipment has to be of the size so as to hold a large volume of air. So there is a space is the critical factor here. Instead, there is another cooling, another way of cooling, which is inspired from this cooling happening in the mud pot. Now, all of you know what is happening in a mud pot. The water happening, water held in a mud pot will be of lower temperature in comparison to water held in any other pot like a silver pot. The reason for this cool or chillness or the reduced temperature is because of the evaporative cooling happening on the surface of the mud pot, because the this water can go through the pores of this mud pot, and this is getting evaporated so as to saturate the surrounding air. The surrounding air is supposed to be available at some 60-70% relative humidity. It can saturate up to 100% relative humidity. So in the process of saturating the air, some amount of water is vaporizing, water has to vaporize, and it has to pass through the pores of the mud pot. So in that process, it has to, for water to vaporize, it has to lose its energy, or it has to be supplied with, or it needs what is called as latent heat of vaporization. Since water being available at a higher energy, it's losing its own energy and reducing the temperature. So this same process, what is called as evaporative cooling happening in mud pot, can be thought of in a large scale for cooling of water. So water will be brought in contact with the ambient air. So whatever the amount of water to be added to the ambient air, what is called as in the process of humidifying from 60 to 90%, say 90% humidity, 90% relative humidity, for this humidification process, amount of water has to evaporate from this water. For evaporation, for vaporization, it has to utilize its own energy. So this energy is lost, or what is called, this energy is transferred to the air. The reason for this energy transfer is happening because of, there is a driving force in terms of mass transfer. The current ambient air is having lesser availability, lesser humidity. It has to be saturated to, it has to be saturated or increased of its humidity. So because of this humidification driving force, this vaporization of water is happening. This vaporization of water is utilizing its own energy of water. So the water is getting cooled. And we could calculate and show that for 1 kg of water, for assuming a temperature drop of 15 degrees Celsius and air also taking this 15 degrees Celsius rise from its initial temperature of 30 and going up to 45 with input humidity of about 60% relative humidity and output of 90% relative humidity, one could show that for 1 kg of water, it is enough to have enough to contact with 0.65 kg of air, which is a huge reduction in comparison to about from 4.2 kg of air, we could reduce to 0.65, which is roughly about only 1/6 of the air requirement. But it is slight at the expense of slight loss of water, actually not loss of water, it is amount of from 100 kg of water, we could see a evaporation of about 2.6 kg of water, which is going to the air stream. Of course, whatever the moisture going to the air stream will come back in the form of rain. So no need to worry at all. There is a natural force which is taking care to again bring back the water to the surface. I hope all of you can understand this phenomena happening in the large scale, what is called as, because of the humidification of the surrounding air, there is a large amount of heat going from this cooling water to the ambient. Of course, ambient is the greatest sink available. One can easily make use of it. For this, making this humidification of ambient air, we need to employ a setup what is called as cooling tower, wherein which water will be passing from the top and air will be forced from the bottom or induced from the top and bringing in intimate contact between the water and air, and inlet air is of lesser humidity and leaving air is of increased humidity, say from 960 to it is leaving at 90% humidity. Increase inlet air is about 30 and outer air is supposed to leave at some 45 degrees or increased temperature. So by this process, the cooling is happening effectively with only an amount of air of about only 1/6 of air requirement. That is, we could reduce large amount of space required. So in comparison to 4.2, we need to have only about 0.65 kg, which is a huge, huge saving. I hope all of you could now appreciate the importance of humidification happening in the cooling water.